This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A Lawrence man who was arrested while he was trying to apply for a green card is being let out of ICE custody and will be allowed to resume his pursuit of legal residence in the United States. Leandro Arriaga has been living in the country illegally since 2001. He was arrested in March and has been held in immigration custody since then. But this afternoon, after several hearings in federal district court in Boston, he's being let free. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has been covering Arriaga's case and joins us live from Boston Federal Court. Shannon, who is Leandro Arriaga and what has happened to him?
Leandro Arriaga is a 43-year-old national of the Dominican Republic. He's been living in the U.S. without authorization since 2001. In 2001, he had been ordered by an immigration judge to leave the country voluntarily, meaning ICE wasn't detaining him and deporting him, but he was told to leave the country voluntarily. Arriaga chose not to leave, and he's been living in the U.S. ever since. He's married to a U.S. citizen. He's the father of four U.S. citizen children. He's self-employed, carpenter and construction worker, no criminal record, and basically what landed him in federal court today goes back to March 29th when he and his wife, again a U.S. citizen, were at a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services office in Lawrence for a scheduled appointment. And at that point, they were basically starting the process for Arriaga to pursue his green card application because he's married to this U.S. citizen. They had their interview. The interview went well with the USCIS officer, and then ICE asked to speak with him and actually took him into custody that day, and he's been detained ever since.
So he's been detained for about a month or so. Why is he being released now?
Well, he ended up in federal court today because he had claimed that he's been unlawfully detained by ICE for the last month or so. He filed a writ of habeas, which basically means that his due process was violated, and he hasn't seen a judge since he's been detained by ICE, and so this made its way to the federal court today. Shortly after, this becomes very interesting, in that shortly after he and his lawyers filed that writ of habeas, ICE actually issued him a notification of release saying, okay, we'll grant you bond. We'll let you out on bail while your immigration proceedings sort of play out in court. They said a $5,000 bond was necessary. So his wife and his immigration lawyer rushed to pay that bond. And when they showed up at the sort of headquarters for USCIS in Burlington, they were told that a mistake had been made, that he was not eligible for this bond and he could not be released, that he has what's called a final order of removal. Again, that was issued back in 2001, meaning he, you know, ignored the will of a judge, and at that point, since 2001, he's been issued removed. And so his wife is basically just really trying to petition for him to be able to stay here. And today, his lawyers and the government's reached what a lot of people would probably consider a very surprising agreement, saying that Arriaga would be released from ICE custody as soon as possible, but no later than Monday at noon. And part of the agreement, there are several stipulations. Part of the agreement is that upon his release, he drops this habeas case. So he drops the you know, I've been unlawfully detained case. And he'll be able to pursue legal residency. And he'll be able to return to his family.
I understand Arriaga's wife, who you mentioned, was there today in the courtroom when the decision was made. Tell us what her reaction was.
Yeah, she was, you know, very emotional and very grateful. And we do have a bit of tape from her speaking in her native Spanish. So she's basically saying here that, you know, she's very appreciative to the court. She's very grateful that her husband will be released. They do have a four-month-old daughter together, so she's very happy that he'll be home and reunited with his family.
Arriaga was not alone when he was arrested. There were four other people also arrested in similar cases. Do we know why the five of them had been targeted by ICE?
Well, so we do. They all had, again, what I've mentioned, final removal orders, meaning, you know, ICE was technically within their authority to detain each of those people that were arrested in Lawrence back at the end of March. But none of those people have criminal records. And that's what has a lot of immigration lawyers sort of concerned, because it really does signal this pivot we've been hearing about in terms of the priorities of the Department of Homeland Security under President Trump. So all five of those people at the ICE office were involved in the same process. They were all starting their application for their green card process. And, you know, again, Arriaga's lawyers today were arguing that here's a person with no criminal background. He does have a pass ahead of him toward legal status, and that comes from the fact that he's married to a U.S. citizen. And he, you know, it's not in the public interest to keep him detained. He's not a flight risk, they argued, because he has four children, he owns a business, and he has no criminal record. He's not a threat to the community. And as it happens, one of the other people arrested that day had a grant, a bond hearing in immigration court today, and that person was also released on bond by an immigration judge today. So that person will be going home soon as well.
What does the attorney for Arriaga have to say?
So Susan Church is one of his attorneys, and, you know, she's concerned about what this sort of case represents for the system as a whole, really. You know, she says, we know that three people arrested that day on March 29th back in Lawrence have attorneys, but two of them, we don't know where they are. We don't know if they're still detained. We don't know whether they have attorneys. And here's Susan Church saying she really thinks that's a problem.
It's emblematic of a real hole in the immigration system that if you're not wealthy enough or connected enough to hire a lawyer to help you, you'll get deported. But if you know people and you know lawyers, you can sometimes get relief.
So Church, they're saying that, you know, this really kind of exacerbates a problem in the immigration system writ large, and that it's something that needs to be addressed by the larger system.
Thank you. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reporting from the federal courthouse in Boston. Thanks a lot, Shannon.
Thank you.